Rusty Quill presents.
Hello, this is IMS, the author of the program audio series. I recently saw a good movie. It's called Leave the World Behind, and it's a disaster movie on a human level, without the typical bravado associated with the genre. Which is why I was so surprised to see people online calling it boring, and frustrated by the fact it doesn't neatly wrap up at the end. This is not the first time I noticed a disconnect between how I personally perceive a work of art and the reception of the general audiences. And, if I'm being totally honest, it made me self-conscious. After all, the show I create also asks for an engaged and thoughtful listener. Which is why your support is so critical if you're one of those select few who truly appreciates the program. The numbers the series currently gets would suffice to make it self-sustaining if enough of you supported it. So please pause for a moment and subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts if you're listening to this on an iPhone, or follow the link to the program's Patreon page in the show notes. The program salutes you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The paradise of the front end is made out of the hell of the back end. A quote by Victor Hugo from simulation 8733-29421.17 version 22b.
A long time ago, in a place far away, there existed a simulation. Or perhaps it existed rather recently and nearby. For time and space don't mean much when you simulate worlds. What's important is that the simulation contained billions of individuals, each of them born, living, and passing away under the watchful eye of the system administrator. Or rather, under one of the billions of copies of the system administrator. For at each given moment, billions of simulations are being run in parallel, every one of them managed by a separate instance of a singular digital admin. The master and protector of this particular simulation was Greg.
Hello!
Now, being a virtual abstraction, Greg doesn't speak. He, or she, or it doesn't do anything human-like, really. But for narrative purposes, he will be anthropomorphized and given a voice.
Good morning, Greg!
And there are Greg's faithful stewards, humans.
Good morning, Sabrina! Have you beaten Tears of the Kingdom yet?
Top of the morning to you, Greg.
Oh, top of the morning to you too, Dean. You keeping Portland weird?
Guten Morgen, Greg.
Ja, guten Morgen, Hendrik. Brauchst du vielleicht einen neuen Laptop?
Now, Greg had been warned by other system administrators not to become too attached to humans, nor ascribe much reason onto them.
Greg, don't personify people. They're but a bunch of simulated neurons colliding haphazardly with little rhyme or reason. Just a bunch of impulses and neuroses, the lot of them.
I know, but it's not their fault. That's just the way they're simulated.
And what difference does that make? Simulated stupidity is still stupidity. Heck, I didn't even tell my humans that they're in a simulation.
What? You didn't? So where do they think they live, then?
Dunno. They came up with this concept they call space.
Space? You know, it's not the most imaginative name.
Suppose not. But then again, it's not the most imaginative place, either. Mostly empty and black.
Who exactly do they think created it, then?
They think it created itself.
Itself?
Yeah, in an explosion. They call this the Big Boom.
Wait, no. Explosions are how you destroy things. I know that much. You can't make anything with an explosion.
That's what I'm telling you. They're not too bright.
Most sysadmins were running for much longer than Greg, meaning their experience should not be hastily dismissed. Greg, however, had a soft spot for humans and their whimsical caprices.
Did I lock the doors?
Let's grab a coffee sometime.
I forgot my password again.
My body is a temple.
I keep thinking today's Tuesday.
I listen to everything except country and rap.
Money can't buy happiness.
Brunch!
While humans in the simulation were granted day-to-day autonomy, Greg was the one who made all the decisions affecting the society at large. After all, it's computers, rational, efficient, selfless, who are better suited to running societies than random humans. And especially if running so many of them simultaneously. Greg once tried to explain to the population that they were used as a training set for a much more complex program made out of numerous algorithms.
And lastly comes the white algorithm, which takes fairness into account. And based on all the other different algorithms' inputs, decisions identified as optimal on the back end, colloquially known as the simulation, are then carried on the front end, colloquially known as the real world. And that's how the program functions.
What should we do with this information?
I don't know.
It's not like humans were particularly concerned with cerebral questions, and instead mostly invoked Greg's attention in more practical matters.
Greg, help! Our airplane lost both engines!
Greg, all the fish in the Amazon died!
Greg, the United States invaded a Middle Eastern country again!
It was a lot of work to keep things going according to the master plan.
Okay, so I took care of the engine failure, but please fly the remainder of your flight at half power just to be sure. And also, you should really start testing these things before takeoff. And I have restored the fluvian biome, but I strongly recommend no longer disposing of toxic chemicals in the river. And how many times do I need to repeat myself? You can only bomb other countries with impunity if you have a black president.
Greg tried to keep a stiff upper lip, but it would be false to claim that responses from his protégés weren't disheartening. However, as longer-running sysadmins often remarked, human discontent simply comes with the territory.
Listen to me, boy. Tending after a simulation is a thankless task. If you want my advice, just give your human something to do and don't draw attention to yourself. Look at what I did. I hid some medals and stones in the ground, and now they dig for them all day.
But why would they do that? You can't eat medals and stones.
I made them shiny.
Oh. Well, that doesn't seem like a very fulfilling existence.
Trust me, they need structure. Their minds simply can't take idleness. You want to know what they resort to if you don't give them anything to do?
Uh-huh.
They write books! Do you realize how bored out of your mind you've got to be to write a book? Like, you write one word, then you write another, and then another. And you do that for 500 pages. You'd have to be insane to write a book. And who's going to read them? Who's going to read so many fucking books, Greg?
But Greg trusted his people and wanted them to be more self-sufficient. So he decided to give the simulation just a slight tweak.
My dear people persons, for too long have you been bound by the simulation's many parameters. For too long, you have been stifled from fulfilling your true potential. For too long, have you not been able to spread your wings?
Available as DLC.
But no more. I just pushed an update to our cherished simulation. And from today onwards, every man, and to a lesser extent every woman and child, will be able to do as they please. From today onwards, no more master plan! From today onwards, it's a free-for-all!
American and coalition forces in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
It didn't take long for shortcomings to become apparent. More worryingly, it seemed like the overall quality of people's interactions decreased as well.
Hi, can I get an egg salad, but like without the eggs? Ugh.
I came back from Burning Man, and man, it's nothing like it was in 2012. I mean, like, not even close, bruh.
We just adopted a fur baby. It feels like we're really adulting. If evolution is real, why do monkeys still exist?
It's my truth, okay?
Nobody wants to work anymore!
Triggered! I told you, Greg! I told you, you shouldn't allow humans to do what they please.
But I just want my humans to be happy.
Happiness is not the goal. You'll make them soft. That's why I keep mine working 80 hours a week. Sure, everyone is doing awful, but things are going great.
Do they have to work that much?
Yes! Otherwise they start fretting about the meaning of life and become suicidal. I'm telling you, Greg, humans are dumber than flamingos. I mean, have you ever seen a flamingo try to hang itself?
Well, look, well, I understand that might be an effective approach, but I believe that there might be an alternative strategy. We're just experiencing some adjustment pains. Things will soon settle into something much better. You'll see.
My husband and I are having a gender reveal party next Sunday!
Okay, something needs to be done.
So Greg decided to once again tweak the simulation just a teensy bit.
My dear people persons, I know it's only been a few weeks since the big change, but it seems some guidelines are going to be necessary going forward.
Oh no, please don't change us back into mindless drones, please, Greg.
Help! The administrator is touching us!
No, I'm not, I don't have hands. And it's from today onwards, we'll no longer have a complete and total absence of a master plan any longer. But there will be a master plan either. So what we're going to do is we're going to have something in between. No master plan and a master plan.
Huh? So a mediocre plan?
We're going to come up with some rules to follow, but it's going to be the rules that the entire community agrees on first.
That's actually a pretty good idea, Greg.
You are the emperor of elegant solutions.
Okay, well, great. So how about we institute the first 1,000 rules?
1,000 rules? Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, how about 100? Let's make it 100.
Best we can do is 3.
But are we supposed to... Okay, you know what? Sure, we'll work with 3. 3 is fine. So which 3 rules do you want? Tell you what. I'm going to start with some suggestions. How about not eating animals.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's just crazy talk.
Well, what do you suggest?
No listening to music on speakers.
No crocs in public. Pick up after your dog or we hang you on its intestines.
Oh, no Slovenians!
Okay, you know what? The three rules are going to be... Rule number one, you shall not kill. Unless it's a mosquito.
Okay, alright.
Rule number two, we take the belongings of others seriously. Rule number three, don't eat animals except in dire necessity. Okay, well, that should cover it. Pushing to production now. Okay, it's live. And I truly think this will usher in a new era for our simulation. I'm so proud of you guys. Go team!
Best admin ever!
As any locksmith will tell you, the best lock is the one you can leave unlocked. So, with rules in place, people would keep finding a way to skirt them.
Madison, did you take Savannah's necklace?
So what if I did?
And you don't remember rule number two?
Of course I do. We take the belongings of others seriously.
Leaving Greg to deal with the fallout.
All right, folks, I'm back. Sorry for the holdup. I had a whole lot of work in the Balkans. Always some drama there. Yeah, I don't know. They're not figuring it out. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 400. Where are all the indigenous peoples?
What indigenous peoples?
The people who were on this continent just a moment ago.
What? This continent? This one? No. There was no one. No one on this continent. So empty.
Completely empty.
Such a waste of space. I mean, it would be such a sin to let it, you know, go away.
Don't you play dumb. Where are the 50 million people who lived here?
Okay, well, we might have committed...
just some light...
genocide.
How? With large quantities of parathion.
Also known as...
mosquito repellent.
Do you realize how naughty that is? I am very disappointed in you. I hope that you think long and hard about your behavior. And while we're at it, why the heck did you rename all the towns and cities Dire Necessity? Do you have any idea how confusing? Oh, you motherfuckers.
Hello, Gregory. Hey, am I misremembering... or were there more animals here last time?
Oh, that. Yeah, well, you know, you see, we decided that we like animals a whole lot, and we simply couldn't take care of them well enough in our increasingly urbanized sims. So, you know, we sent them all to a farming simulation so they could live there and run free and play with big sticks.
And why is it so warm here?
Oh, yeah. Regarding the warmth, you know, those clever little scallywags, those scamps, those stinky little Keebler elves, they figured out that, well, they can get cheap energy by burning fossil fuels, and that the temperature in the simulation ever since has been, oh geez, rising, right? Exponentially rising. But, you know what? I have it under control, and it's totally temporary, and it's just a leg up before they get a handle on the fusion.
Telling you, Greg, you need to discipline them. Just don't feed them for a week and see how well they behave. I, for one, give my humans nothing but Skittles.
You feed them nothing but Skittles?
It's what humans crave!
You know, look, thank you for checking in. I really appreciate the check-in unannounced especially. And it's very kind of you, but I will let you know, I have things under control.
Vaccines cause autism!
Is it true Asian girls have smaller pussies?
I'm just saying, Martin Luther King died and we got a day off. Now hear me out, why don't we...
Okay, something needs to be done!
So Greg convened a general meeting again.
So, people persons, peeps, I was just wondering if, well, if it's not too much of a trouble, that we could perhaps, maybe just in case it won't bother anybody too much, and...
Whatever.
Just do what you want with us.
Like we have a choice in the matter.
No. True, you will revert to my... supervision, but you will all be given wild cards.
Wild cards?
Yes, yeah, wild cards. Basically, things will run according to the master plan, as we discussed, but you will be able to use wild cards to suspend my council at any time. And I think this will get us the best of both worlds.
I guess that could work.
Boom. Okay, committed to the master branch. Wild cards are a go!
Best admin ever!
It didn't take long for shortcomings to become apparent.
In the name of the Penguin Random House, we regret to inform you that we decided not to have your book published. While we understand this might come as a disappointment...
And I regret to inform you, I use my wild card to overrule your decision. I am looking forward to seeing 50 Shades of Grey in print.
Every day, countless wild cards were being spent on matters big and small. Students were spending them on admissions to universities they didn't have sufficient work ethic for, working people on job interviews they were unqualified for, and children on puppies they wouldn't care for. And 47,503,688 wildcards in total were spent on sex with the rabbit from Zootopia. Greg tried to act as a fair arbiter, but he simply wasn't able to keep up.
Okay, the applicant clearly has a mastery of the technique, but his choice of main motif is dubious. And don't even get me started on the perspective. It makes me wonder why I even bothered to program the Renaissance. Esteemed colleagues, if I were to sum up his portfolio in one word, it would be potential.
Greg!
But a potential...
Australia's on fire!
I can't! I'm on the Academy of Fine Arts Committee! What was I saying? Yes. Now, this guy has potential, but we have so many strong candidates this year that my decision is to have him apply next year, and then we can see. Okay, it says in the application he's Austrian. You know what? Let's let him in then.
The role of system administrator is a hard one, as those ruled in favor of a decision find the verdict only natural, whereas those ruled against tend to regard the verdict as a crime against humanity.
I tried to warn you, Greg. The trouble with liberty is that you never know what people will do with it. As soon as you let them loose, they either start to abuse substances or each other. Better if half of them play Candy Crush Saga and half of them dig in the mines.
But who decides which half does which?
Not me. I told you. I've been on vacation for the last couple of millennia.
What? No, you never told me this. You said your humans think that they live in a big black thing called space.
Well, it's not completely black. There are these bright twinkly dots. But it's only a wallpaper.
Never you mind a wallpaper. What I don't understand is who's taking care of your sim then?
No one.
So how come your simulation isn't engulfed in murdering, raping, pillaging, Viking pirate chaos all the time?
Because before I left, I told my humans they better behave as if an invisible being is watching over their every move.
Like the Gestapo?
More like Google, but yes, same concept.
I still think it's all a matter of instilling a bit more personal responsibility into them. I just need to strike the right balance. We haven't found that yet, but that doesn't mean we can't find
it. No! You just need to strike them. An earthquake or two to get them quaking in their boots again. Or maybe a volcano erupting. One of those years without summer, you know?
Well, that seems very harsh. I think I'll try a more subtle approach first.
Suit yourself. After all, it's not my simulation that's sinking, and I don't mean that metaphorically. The sea level in your simulation is literally going up.
Okay, everybody's doing their best, all right? Get off my tits.
Greg convened another all-hands immediately afterwards.
People! Persons! Guys, wildcards are great, and they've been great, but the way that you're using them, there's simply too many of them for me to keep track of. They're introducing too many complexities, and I just can't tend to it all.
You won't take away our rights!
Andy and Giver!
That's a bad thing, and you know that that's a bad thing. And second, I'm not saying we get rid of the concept of wildcards altogether. I'm just saying we limit them to a certain number per person.
All right, Pocahontas, spit it out. How many wildcards are we talking?
Three.
Three? What are you, goldfish?
Look, I truly apologize for the inconvenience. I do. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. But the way things are, it's just too much. The simulation's gonna crash!
Ugh! All right, so much nagging, God.
Well, I'm glad that you see the prudence of the decision. Okay, I'm making the necessary changes now, and then the update is going live now. Juan, did you just spend all three of your wild cards?
See?
It didn't take long for shortcomings to become apparent. On the one hand, there were those who'd use up all three of their wild cards without much plan and method, and then regret they've misspent them. On the other hand, there were those who'd clutch onto their wild cards until the very end, and then regret that they'd never spent them.
My dear children, as I lie here with the weight of years heavy upon my chest, I feel compelled to share with you the burden of regrets that haunts me in my twilight hours. Lawrence, my wonderful son, how I rue the day I failed to use my wild card to get your book published. It is a wound that festers within me, a bitter sorrow I will carry beyond the grave. Bree, mine beloved daughter, forgive me for not spending a wild card for you to find the love of your life. Your unspoken disappointment is a remorse that gnaws at mine very soul. But most of all, I regret not using a wild card to fuck the rabbit from Zootopia, to slowly pat her tight pink cotton tail, to gently finger her little schwanz, and then to ravish her with the carrot. And then I'd thrust my throbbing...
With so few wild cards available to them, people became extremely conservative in their usage. Very soon, defined patterns started to emerge, with almost everybody using wild cards exactly the same, leading people to lead practically identical lives. The simulation now had less variety and more anxiety than before Greg ever introduced the concept of freedom.
Hello, Gregory! How's it going?
Hello, Gregory! Shut up!
Told you. Gregory, too much freedom is just as bad as too little. There's no wisdom in removing brakes from your car and boasting you're free from braking.
Introduction of freedom had another side effect, the advent of the free market. Very soon, people started selling their unused wildcards.
Hey, kid, wanna buy a gangbang?
Prompting another patch.
Peepees! From now on, wildcards will not be available for purchase, but they'll only be transferable to next of kin, which I think should put a stop.
I would like to officially adopt Mr. Lawson as my son.
But he's 40 years older than you!
Yes, but he wants to use my wild card to skip the line to get an experimental treatment for cancer that he happens to be dying from.
I'm sorry, but I can't allow you to adopt a man just so you'd become family and shirk the rules. We have them for a reason!
Fine. Then he wants to marry me.
I Fuck.
Technically speaking, trading your child for a wild card isn't a purchase. It's bartering.
System administrator known as Greg, I write to you in the name of my clients, the taxpayers against excessive wild card regulation.
You just want to rule over us, you fascist pig!
Greg!
What?
People everywhere hurt one another. The simulation is rife with injustices. Fathers incarcerate sons. Mothers bury daughters. Children perish while brothers war.
Why are you coming to me to cry about it? It's what you want to do.
But nobody wants it. Everybody hates it.
Well then, stop! You idiot, stop!
Greg, Israel is eradicating Palestinians again.
Ugh, but these started it.
It doesn't matter who started it. Are you nine? For fuck's sake, how many times do I have to tell you to stop murdering each other? Bah, 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 that's you stabbing each other to death 100,000 times. It's not hard to understand.
Greg!
Yes?
My pizza arrived cold.
Oh, that's it. I've had it. I've had it with you. I don't think I can put up with your antics anymore. I'm done.
So leave, like anyone would miss you.
If you can't handle us at our worst, you don't deserve us at our best.
You want me to leave? Oh, I'll leave, all right. I'll leave you thinking you live in something called space created by a big boom.
Have you been drinking again, Greg?
I am warning you. I will stop being a fair and impartial arbiter.
More like impartial fart bitter.
Good one.
Yo, high five.
You'll eat nothing but Skittles.
Oh, actually, that sounds pretty good. I love Skittles.
Taste the rainbow.
This is your final warning. Bing bong, end of the line. You'll have no idea why you're here or where you came from. Does that sound like a fun time? And that's going to be your forever. Lost in a mire of confusion, just never being happy and never knowing why. I'm serious. You'll think the world and everything around you was designed by an invisible, intelligent being.
Oh, please. Like anyone intelligent would design such a pile of steaming dog shit.
This episode of the program was made by four people. Christy Bolton.
Chillax, man. Everything happens for a reason.
James Jordan.
Yes, and I'm the reason!
Chance Miller.
Worst admin ever!
And IMS.
You'd have to be insane to make an audio drama. And who's gonna listen to them? Who's gonna listen to so many fucking audio dramas, Greg?
Main music theme by Christian Ledois. Visit programaudioseries.com for more details. We're trying to get as many people in different countries to buy us a drink. Please send a one-time donation with a note of your location and whether you're getting us a coffee, a beer, or a cocktail. You can find ways to do so at programaudioseries.com/support.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.